And we're live. Oh, this isn't happening.
The jingle. Welcome back to the Nathan Steven podcast, Time Times, where we talk about movies and shows and things and things. Today, we're doing a mid-season review on Hawkeye because for WandaVision, we did episodic reviews. For Falcon Winter Soldier, we did it all at the end. Same with Loki. But for this one, I thought it would be good to do it halfway through because we could give our thoughts on it midway, and it's, you know, more interesting to look back and see our predictions and our thoughts and see how it all wraps together, because that was the best part of our WandaVision movie. So
I agree.
Yeah. So Hawkeye.
Hawkeye.
General thoughts.
Pretty good so far. It's weird that it's halfway done because I feel like not a lot has happened.
I know, for sure.
We don't really even know who the big bad is yet. I mean, we do, but we don't, you know. We'll get to that later. I mean, but I think I like the show. It's kind of like, I don't know. Like, it's just like I don't know the word to describe this show, but it's kind of fun. Fun, that's the word.
Bremer was the first person I heard like describe it as like kind of boring at parts, because I thought it was like kind of paced all right. And I think it's pretty interesting and engaging, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we're only three episodes in, so I remember when WandaVision was coming out, like the huge meme was like, please stand by, because the episodes end so quick. But for Loki and for Falcon Winter Soldier, I felt like those were like full complete ones. And at the end of every single episode in Hawkeye, I feel like it just abruptly ends, and like it feels like there should be more. Because this one feels like a movie compared to the other ones. I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's like the shots in it or the story format, but I don't know. It feels like it's a movie rather than a show to me.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely ends pretty abruptly, and it always ends on cliffhangers.
Yeah.
I feel like Loki, I mean, episodes were so different that, like, I mean, I think it ended on cliffhanger. Yeah, it did.
It did, but it also felt, like, episodic, like, there were different
parts. Yeah, no, the episodes were really, really distinct.
Yeah.
But yeah, this definitely has, like, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. The show was really good. But this is just different. Like, it definitely flows. It's like one big story.
Yeah, for sure.
I get what you're saying. It's like a movie.
I think this show also helped that I had like little to no expectations, you know, because it kind of just came up. I didn't really know it was releasing soon, and it sort of just did. And I don't know. I thought it was going to be not like Falcon Winter Soldier, but it had that like tone and vibe besides the Christmas thing. But it is honestly the closest to Daredevil, I would say. Daredevil's a lot darker and grittier, but the action scenes and like the story, I guess it's just the mafia part that reminds me of it, but it feels a lot more similar to Daredevil than any of the other shows that we've seen. I don't know if that comparison is like accurate.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Like, I thought it was gonna be similar to Falcon Winter Soldier 2 just because it's like an action show.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what Hawkeye does. He just fights people with his
hand. I know,
and that's kind of what, like, it's similar. But yeah, it's like, yeah, I mean, out of all the shows, I guess the comparison would be Daredevil, but also it's like Daredevil is just...
Oh, Daredevil's so different. Yeah, it's just like, there's like sequences that remind me of it.
Yeah, yeah. Daredevil is such a, like, it's not my favorite show, but it's like such a, like, almost like a perfect show.
It's like, I know, it's so well, like, written.
Yeah.
I think that's also why I feel this way, because with the other shows... Not as much Loki, but a little bit. But with WandaVision and Falcon Winter Soldier especially, I felt like I was nitpicking. And like with Falcon Winter Soldier, it felt like rookie. Is that the best way to describe it? Like the thing I was watching in front of me just didn't feel like MCU. It felt kind of below their standards. But this feels like something that's like I can appreciate. Just watch it.
Yeah.
Stop complaining, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, this show, if I were to like sit down and, I mean, I don't know. It's just like, it doesn't feel like a show that you need to analyze that much.
It's just something, good to enjoy.
Yeah. The one thing I would like to see in the show, I mean, they've talked about it, but they haven't expanded on it too much, is like Hawkeye's grief with Black Widow's death, obviously. Like they've mentioned it, but it's like, and they, it showed in the first episode. But I think it would be cool. I mean, they're definitely going to. There's no way they don't.
Yeah, well, I think
so. Yeah, but they're going to, like, I want to see that expanded in his character and see how, he took it. Well, yeah, you know.
Yeah, no, I think it's, like, because I think it's supposed to take place a year or two in the future. I think, I forget what I saw it was, but, like, they're definitely, I like that they're referencing the Ronin stuff and then, I guess, a little bit the Black Widow stuff, but I think it's an important part of him's the grief because obviously he's trying to separate himself from that Ronin persona. And one of the most interesting parts in, like, episode three was that he was, like, supposed to be lying to the Mafia. He was like, oh, yeah, I watched Ronin die because Black Widow killed him.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a lie because I thought about how Darth Vader says that Anakin Skywalker is dead and he killed him. It's like that personality is being killed. And I thought that was paralyzed.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, yeah, it's like him saying that part of him has died and it was Black Widow's, like, doing, you know?
Yeah.
One thing, I mean, I don't really know because the direction of the show isn't really, like, taking it in that way. Mm-hmm. But, like, I thought Yelena was going to show up just because she was told that Hawkeye killed Black Widow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess we can just talk about it now. Like, Kingpin, I think, is definitely going to be the main villain just from rumors and, like, that one scene that you showed me with, like, the hand, whatever. Yeah. And I just don't see Yelena fitting in. Maybe she'll be, like, a post-credit scene.
At the I don't see it either.
Yeah. But, like, that's really all I see. Like, her. Like, they have to mention it because there's no way they don't. Because they set that whole thing up. And this is a Hawkeye show. So.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I've noticed, like, it's early in Phase 4, but, like, with WandaVision, that was supposed to kind of be setting up Multiverse of Madness. That was the rumor, but then it's kind of just our kids screaming or whatever, but it's like, huh, that must be something for that. Doctor Strange, whatever. And then Falcon Winter Soldier, they had John Walker getting recruited, whatever, then ended. Black Widow was that, the Hawkeye thing, and then Loki was Kang. But as far as, I mean, we've only seen teasers for, like, No Way Home and then this now, but, like they're taking their time. They're not really, like, tying together stuff as quickly as you would think, you know? So I guess Florence Pugh, I guess she would have to be an end credit scene, or they're just waiting for a future project because they seem, I guess it was like that for Phase 1 too. Like, they took like 4 years to even tie stuff together in the first Avengers. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Thanos didn't show up until the third phase. Like,
yeah,
he was teased from the very beginning. So I thought they were going to take it a lot quicker with this, but it does seem like they're building anticipation and, like, they have a lot of things going on. So it'll be cool to see how they juggle all that. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. They have a lot. Like, there's, like, what you said, Kang. There's No Way Home. Thor, you know.
Yeah, Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. I mean, like, there's also the question of, like, is there going to be a new Avengers or, like, a new team?
I know, and there's so many projects coming out that they don't even necessarily need to tie everything.
Yeah. Especially with, like, the multiverse. Like, I don't know how that's going to play a part. And, like, I don't know if it's going to just be, like, a one-off thing. Like, I doubt it would be. But I don't want them to overuse it at the same time where it's, like, almost every movie they're, like, bringing in characters from the multiverse, you know? Like, I feel like that would get old pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm hoping they do that for No Way Home just as, like, a fan service type deal. But...
Yeah. No, I'm not saying, like, the Spider-Mans are the villains are going to stick around. I'm just saying, like, in every movie, if the multiverse becomes, like, a reoccurring thing, like, I by the end of the phase or, like, somewhere, maybe even by the end of Doctor Strange, they'll probably close it. Like, they'll get all their properties inside that they want, like Venom, X-Men, that seems to be Deadpool, the purpose. And then just close it. Like, that, I would see them doing that.
I hope that's actually a good proposal. I like that.
Yeah. Predictions. I was thinking about this when I was watching the third episode. It's definitely going to be like either Kate is going to find out that Hawkeye was Ronin or he's going to tell her. And then there's going to be like this betrayal since she's like his hero. And like he's been like foreshadowing it the whole time. Like he's saying like, it's not what you think. Or I'm like not the role model that you think I am. So I feel like eventually she's going to figure out, and there's going to be like this like separation between the two of them, but for like one episode, and then the next episode they're going to team up again for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
That's a pretty, not cliche, but like a normal movie thing.
For them to have a breakup type thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like that makes sense for their, for like the situation that they've been put in.
Yeah. And as far as like, so it's funny because the show is called Hawkeye, and obviously we know Hawkeye, he's been underused and supposed to be a show, but it does feel like Kate Bishop's show. Like, we know way more about her and her family situation and her like mystery. And I feel like she has more screen time than like Jeremy Renner being Hawkeye. So
yeah,
I don't know. I wonder if the mantle will be passed down or whether she'll just become a main character while Hawkeye kind of fades back. Or
I was gonna bring that up. Like, do we think Hawkeye is going to be written off?
Yeah, I don't. I can't see them even killing him now that he has his family and stuff.
I don't think they're gonna kill him, but yeah, no, like, I know. Actually, like completely retiring, like for real.
Yeah, I mean the whole like plot. It's like a race against time, almost. Like he's trying to get back to Christmas with his family, and he's been missing that for like 5 years now. I think after this adventure, because he's like reluctant to do it, but he knows he has to. I could see retirement for Hawkeye, and it would be okay because Kate Bishop's actually an interesting character. So
I don't know. People think she's annoying. I mean, I kind of like that she's like a little weird.
Yeah.
I think she's a cool character to watch, kind of.
Yeah, she's not like stereotypical. She's like kind of quirky, but she also like talks back and makes comments. Like she's interesting. She's not just like your stereotypical like. So far in the MCU, female like hero, because I feel like sometimes they struggle to give them interesting like personality traits, you know. While all the male Avengers, it does. Dude.
Oh, but I saw this thing on Instagram. It was like this like cartoon, and it was basically like a happy ending for Endgame, kind of. It's like Tony gets the stones, and then right when he's about to snap, Captain Marvel flies in and takes them, and then she snaps.
Oh yeah, I've seen.
And all the comments are like, dude, if that happened, I would have just like hated the movie.
At the end. But it's good because like I remember Captain Marvel came out, and to this day, like she received such bad reception, and immediately, like already, okay, well, Yelena or whatever, I know why she's good, but like Hayley Steinfeld as Kate Bishop, they're both getting like praise and desire to be seen in future projects, which I think is a good sign because Captain Marvel,
it's not that way. Not good. I don't like that. She's not a good thing.
But I mean, I hope they just continue to introduce, like, I don't care if it's male or female, but I just hope they continue to introduce characters who are different personalities and are new and fresh, because I don't know how Miss Marvel's gonna go, but if we're gonna see her down the line, I hope the show is entertaining, and I hope it's a character I want to see.
I just feel like I'm biased because she's related to Captain Marvel.
I know. Yeah, and you know that they're getting that the Marvels whatever, so
yeah. But with the direction they're going, I mean, because Miss Marvel's a teenager, mm-hmm. Kate Bishop is like 20, Tom Holland is a teenager. Like, are they going to make a Young Avengers?
Yeah, I could see. It definitely seems like they're setting up to that, you know.
Yeah.
With Black Widow like dying and their sister being there, and now with Kate Bishop, like I don't know necessarily, but
it's gonna be young. But like, they're those characters. Yeah. 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 Because there's other characters that are older, I guess. Like, Natalie Portman, mm-hmm. probably she's gonna become Thor or whatever. And then Yelena, Black Widow, Bucky, and Sam.
Yeah.
I don't know what their role is at this point. Like, they're just like all on their separate thing.
The mentors now, but yeah. I was kind of, I know Endgame was supposed to be like the finality, and it was, but really the only people who got sent off were Iron Man, Cap, and Black Widow. So I like how they're like, if anything, if it continues this trend with like Hawkeye and Thor and Hulk, I hope that they like, you know, lessen their role and have them like passing on the mantle and stuff, you know?
Cause yeah.
I like that, because I don't think Love and Thunder is going to be a Thor movie as much as it will be like a Natalie Portman.
Yeah, that makes me sad, but I mean,
I know
he is the only one that you get four movies, though.
So. Yeah, that's true. Not his movie. What if it's just...
Yeah, but. Yeah, I mean, there's so many things to talk about just with the future, but like,
yeah,
focus on Hawkeye, I guess. Because I was gonna say, like, in this like new Spider-Man trilogy, whatever, like, we're gonna get that, like, it's pretty much confirmed, I think. But do we think he's going to be passing it on to Miles Morales? Because he's confirmed in the MCU.
Yeah.
After Homecoming.
I think so, eventually. Especially with like the success of Spider-Verse, I think they feel more comfortable doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but back to Hawkeye.
Yeah.
So I guess we can talk about Kingpin a little more.
Yeah, I want to. So they're setting up Jack or whatever her.
The like
that type dude.
The one dude that looks.
Yeah. They're setting him up to be so evil and stuff, and I feel like that's just a straight misdirection. Like him with like the fencing skills or whatever, and the rodent sword. And
oh, him.
Yeah, the black market dude, that guy.
Wait, what is the guy's name? That's like the deaf guy. The deaf girl is like
Echo, and then Kaz.
Oh, Kaz. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Jack. Go continue.
Yeah. Anyway, I think they're trying to set him up to be this whole villain who's in charge of all this and who killed the older dude. Uncle, or
whatever. Yeah, whatever.
But this is such a random theory, but I want it to be documented in case it comes true. But I honestly think it's the mom, because the mom has been like kind of sketchy, and she had that altercation with the older man, and she seems like clueless to everything, but she's clearly not, because she's kind of involved in some stuff. And I don't know, I just feel like I could see a misdirection coming where they do not necessarily her, but I don't think that guy with the Ronin sword is necessarily
I think it's just like, I mean, I feel it'd be too obvious.
Yeah, that
like it's never the first person. I feel like when something like this, like they're not going to tell you straight up, who it is. Especially with like how obvious it is, like what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't even think about it being a mom, but that does make sense.
Yeah, and it might not. I could see, because she seems way too clueless and like defensive about some certain things.
I mean, I don't know what other character it would be. Like, normally it's not really a character you haven't met yet, because then you don't feel anything, or like, you know, it has to have a shock factor. So, I mean, she is the only other person I can think of, like, related to the older guy. So yeah, I think, I mean, that theory does seem valid.
And on the subject of setting things up, I think Echo has a confirmed project. I remember hearing, I don't know whether it's a series or I don't think it's a movie, but I'm pretty sure Echo got a confirmed series in the past couple of weeks or whatever, and that's that deaf girl. So I was wondering if she's even gonna, I'm curious to see how this all ties up, and like what the, not that we don't know the main storyline, but we don't really have a main sense of direction besides like Kingpin supposedly in it and Echo, but I wonder if they'll have a big role or if they're gonna be set up for future things. So
yeah, I mean, they have a lot to do in these last three episodes. Like next episode they have to explain whatever, like the way it ended, I mean, with Jack like holding the sword to Hawkeye, like it does set him up as a bad guy, but like that's a normal reaction to someone breaking into your house. So I feel like it's gonna be like this confrontation with like Kate is gonna attack him and not be reasonable about it, because she does think he's a murderer.
Yeah, and I think I can see him being innocent as a result of it.
Yeah, and then I don't know what's gonna happen after that. I feel like if they were to do the thing I was talking about with the like betrayal, or like her finding out that he's Ronin, I feel like it has to be in this episode, or I guess it could be in episode 5 and then they team back up for the finale.
It'd be better if it was 4,
but I think maybe the end of 4 and then 5 is like, you know. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I just see it be like that has to, she has to find out, right? Like,
the show wouldn't end without her knowing.
Yeah,
driving force,
especially like the way they set it up, like she's his hero, whatever, like, or he's his, sure, her hero, like, that he saved her life.
I want to comment on that. I think the way they did the backstory for Kate and Echo was both good. Like that flashback scene for the first Avengers, I thought was really cool.
Yeah,
it was like a reasonable like reaction to her origin, to wanting to like help people.
Yeah.
Echo like is supposed to be a villain, I'm pretty sure, but not really, because Ronan like stabbed her dad and he kind of like blood out in her arms, and like it's like a justified reaction to this stuff. So I like her motivation because she's not. It's like we were talking about Vulture, someone you could get behind, even though, you know, she's still in the mafia. So
yeah. I mean, like, she lost her dad to this. Like, I wouldn't say hero because Ronan's supposed to be like this bad person still.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's obviously she was already in the mafia and the dad was in the mafia, but like, the justified reaction of being angry and sad and just
revenge. Want,
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it'll be cool to see her character expanded upon. And then, yeah, I don't know, because they have to settle a murder mystery, and then they have to talk about, like, deal with the Ronin stuff, and then Kingpin.
Yeah.
Like, how will Kingpin play in, you think?
I think the Kingpin and the murder mystery will kind of go hand in hand together, because it's the mafia stuff, and I think the Ronin, I think it'll all, like, kind of culminate by, like, the fifth episode, but, like, the right now, they're kind of three separate story threads. Kingpin's not even really yet, I guess, but...
Yeah. Watch it just not be Kingpin.
That'd it's be gotta fun. Be him. Like, it's not a movie. It's like the actor, like, retweeted, like, the trailer to Hawkeye.
Wait, did he actually?
Yeah, he did. He's, like, excited for this. Love these shows.
I'm glad that he's coming.
And for him, if he's in it, does that increase the likelihood of Daredevil and No Way Home?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to mention that. Do we think if Daredevil is going to be introduced, is it through the multiverse or is it a brand new character?
I think it's a brand new character still in this universe, because the shows
are in the universe. Yeah, that is true. So then is this Kingpin going to be the same?
I think they're going to have the same character traits and the same, like, personality. And I think Kingpin and Daredevil will still be tied together, but I think they're going to largely, like, ignore the storylines, like, everything that's out. Like, I don't think about the hand or
it's
the best way to do it, right?
I feel like, yeah, that would make sense.
Because you want to have new characters without, like, forcing people to have to watch the other shows. So I feel like it's going to be, like, a soft reboot type thing where it's the same characters, but you ignore their stories.
Yeah. I mean, I could get behind that just because I want to see more of the characters. They're good. Yeah, I mean, Daredevil could be introduced, but it's just, like, so much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even have any predictions for that movie just because there's, like, I mean, I guess we did have predictions.
But yeah, like, but the thing saying, is, like,
I just don't
justify. Like, it, like, there's things pointing towards everyone, so it's not, like, a ridiculous hope.
Yeah. I mean, didn't the director say there's, like, a portal scene that's tops Endgame?
Yeah, they said there's a type of, yeah, similar to Portal. I mean,
it has to be, like,
I know. It has
to be a Spider-Man, right? There's no way.
Tom Holland's, like, story post, too, about, like, it was just Tobey Maguire. It was like that.
Was it?
Yeah.
You sent it, but then I think I was, like, it was too late. I didn't been on
it. It was so funny. It was just a Tobey meme, but just him saying, I was like, oh, my gosh, Tom. Like,
yeah. Anyway. I mean, they have to be in it. I don't know.
And, Hawkeye, so Falcon Winter Soldier, they said could possibly be a season two. We know Loki's getting a season two. WandaVision's definitely not. And do you think this will, or do you think this will just tie into future projects? I guess it depends on what Clint's fate is at the end of this, you know, like what they do
with him. I mean, with everything that's going on, I could see them having a season two. It could be like that Clint stays around for another bit, just because, like, his character, it was underused
for sure
a lot, so I mean it would be cool to see more of his character, so like a season two. Yeah, I mean, it could just be them teaming up, and it could be a continuation of the first season with Kingpin not really, like, being taken down, or he could get taken down and it's like a brand new villain. But
yeah, do you think either way have finality, or do you think, like, especially if Kingpin is the villain, they're definitely using that in other stuff. They're not just gonna
He's not getting arrested, I don't think. Especially in Daredevil, like, he was a main, not main villain, but, like, he was around for all three seasons.
Yeah.
And he was, like, behind everything.
One in season one and three, he was, like, the main villain, but even in season two when he was in prison, they, like, had him do enough stuff to sterile.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I could see him definitely. I mean, he's gonna stick around for sure.
Yeah.
Do we think Hawkeye is getting home for Christmas?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like it would be pretty heartbreaking and dark if you didn't, but I could also see it going that direction.
Yeah.
Because those kids were like, oh, we understand if you can't. And I was like, ah, that kind of sad.
It could be. Okay. So then, ready?
Yeah.
He tells Kate about him being Ronin. They split up. He goes home for Christmas. He realizes that she still needs his help. He comes back. They team up. Finale.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen. That's yeah. They should hire
that's plausible. I can see that happening.
That's very plausible, actually, because it's the best of both worlds. And he gets to go with his family, but then they'll be like, oh, we understand. You have to go. And they'll be like, yes, thank you, kids.
Yeah.
It completes it.
Yeah. It's good to see his family back in like their relationship just because, you know.
Because he died.
And he just went to hell.
Anyway.
I'm also glad his haircut is like not whatever that was, a mohawk. And that was, I don't know what it is. It's just strange.
He's got tats now.
He does.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. And I hope your prediction's right because it sounds really
rational. He sucks at fighting. For being like a ninja, I swear.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes it's just like he's
just like he's not trying, kind of. It's like.
Yeah. But with the bow, he like popped off. When he finally got the bow. But before that, he was just like losing to Echo so badly. And it just showed the scene where he just killed everyone with a sword.
I know.
But he is old ish. I mean, he's deaf now too.
Yeah.
It's like Daredevil, but with.
Yeah, I know. That is just the opposite of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. This is a pretty good show. I like the Christmas factor. I thought that was weird at first, but like, I definitely like that it's like kind of upbeat still.
Well, it's cool. It's not just random. Like it's actually like I like the tone it puts up. So
it's cool. I like it.
And I did say that this has potential to be the best show, and I think it still can be if it wraps up nicely. It's not going to have a weird WandaVision disappointment, I don't think, but. I think Loki was so exciting because it was so new and fresh, and it set up so much, and it was so different from the first two shows. But I think this, like, if it's well-rounded, I think I'll like it more because this is honestly more my speed than the crazy timeline stuff.
Yeah, I feel like Loki was a much better version of WandaVision. This is going to be a much better version of Falcon.
That's really accurate comparison, yeah.
Because, like, Loki and WandaVision are, like, those shows where they're, like, trying something new and experimenting. Magic. And like going really crazy with like leaning into like the magic and time and all that, and this is just like basic fighting.
I know,
like basic action movies.
I'm nervous Cosmonaut's gonna criticize this and other like reviewers as like, oh, they just went back to the formula and did it. Like, I think it's still something different, you know, enough.
Yeah, but like they can't really follow their classic formulas because of the show. Like,
I know.
That
may be part of the reason as well that I like it. It just feels.
Yeah.
These shows are cool. I like the weekly releases.
Yeah, they're good. I like them. It's going to be good, I think.
Hawkeye season 1.
Yes. Half of season 1. So.
Yeah, half of season 1.
I'm excited for the rest, and, you know, I think it'll be good.
I think so, too.
I have hope.
That's what we said for WandaVision. All right.
No, we didn't say that for WandaVision. I didn't like WandaVision.
Wait, oh, we gotta add a controversial point so I can post on TikTok. Oh, let's just
Mephisto is not gonna be in Hawkeye. No, but I don't know. There's nothing really controversial.
I guess I could just be like, yeah, Falcon and the Winter Soldier was just so unengaging, and like those characters can't really stand on their own, but I feel like Clint and Kate do a way better job and the action is way better handled.
But do people like no, Falcon Winter Soldier? Better. Like, I don't know anyone who's like loved Falcon Winter Soldier.
No, I don't either.
Bucky was good. That's it. But they didn't fucking use the character. It's not annoying.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, we had criticisms for that. Like, that I could just like bother me. This is just so like easy to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I've just like never really liked Sam. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I've just like in War Machine. No.
It seems like a
just kidding.
seems like a okay. Sorry, Captain America just seems like a sidekick. He doesn't fit the role. Like even Bucky, I can't really see like taking up the mantle. Like those two are like both.
Side you know, they definitely wouldn't take up. Like I don't see them.
But like it was weird seeing them in their own show because they don't. One, they're I know they're trying to have them like have a weird dynamic, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's just not. We already ripped that show apart.
Yeah. All right, we can cut it here.
Okay. We are going to end it there. Go follow the Instagram and TikTok at podcast_time_times. Nathan finally posted something.
Yeah.
You have to post it on Instagram though, but that'll happen.
I know, that's true. And I need more controversial takes.
Controversial, you know. Endgame is the worst movie.
Wow.
We have to do that's another thing we have to add is Infinity War versus Endgame. Mm-hmm. I would like to see that discussion.
I love those movies too.
Yeah, but it's cool to like, you know, Danny will just be angry. Okay. Yeah. We have stuff lined up finally. We are like
all our socials.
We've always had stuff lined up, but like we're planning stuff now. We're on top of it, guys.
And now even if we end up like if we had to take a break for some reason again, then we'll have a lot of content out there before we regroup.
Yes.
I think we should be able to stay consistent with the schedule.
I think so too. We just gotta get past this first semester and then college apps will be done, at least for me. I have to finish and then you'll be done with basketball because you'll quit and then look at you. And so comment down below, like the video, subscribe, you know, do all that stuff. You know, share with your family members, you know, share this with your dog. Your dog would like this, you know? Okay,
cool. Yeah.
We need more views. It's like, we don't have any.
Yeah, I don't really know how unless we just blow up on TikTok.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
And then I might be shifting this over to podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, cool. You know, all those things. Maybe sometime soon. Maybe after
I finish. Can you convert the audio, you said?
Yeah, I mean, I have audio file. It, like, saves the audio files, too. So I can do that.
What about Apple Podcasts as well? Because I use
that. Oh, yeah. Apple, yeah. We'll do all those, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed this relatively quick. I think it was, like, 30 minutes analysis of Hawkeye, like, the first half. And we will be back with a Visions podcast.
Yes.
You guys, we have it planned. We're ready.
And the guests.
Yeah, the guests will be on the next podcast. Next.
So we have them lined up.
Yeah, we have that. We're gonna have new guests. We're getting new people. Like, I don't know. We don't have any new people, but you know. Okay. See you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.